morning we're continuing Chayyadim Klal Nandalad, and we learned Simon Hay. Chayyadim and Simon Hay brought up two questions. One is a dough which is made with May Beitzim. The second one is a dough which is made with Mayim, but the filling, it is filled, but the filling is, instead of being something sweet, it's something which is savory. So the Chayyadim presents that both of these are a suffix, what their status is, and therefore it would be appropriate because of the suffix, a person should only eat a Teicha Suda. So let's finish off the Simon and then see again where the Mishnah Berurah stands in this. Bidiyavid. So in a case where he didn't eat a Teicha Suda, and he doesn't want to be machmer, to be machmer on this chumra that I just said, which the chayyadim is allowing him to do that, mikra adin. V'achol pachos mishir gimel beyim. He ate less than the amount of three beyim. Shem b'varach b'reim in emezonis v'al amichyo. V'achol kadei svi'a yasa k'mosh b'samuch. So, even if it's possible of a kistin, there still is a concept of kviyas. And kviyas, we know, is dependent on eating a certain amount. We came out before that the amount of three or four bayim is not really problematic. Nikur adin. That's Nikur shir is kreisudas erev and mitzorayim. I'm sorry, boiker and tzorayim. But the chayyadim is being machmir that try to eat less than gimel beyim, even if you're not being machmir, you only eat a teicha suda, person should try and eat less than gimel beyim. But a person eats kadei tzviya, so we'll see in the next siman what to do. And if a person eats more than gimel beyim but less than tzviya, we'll also see what to do with that. So the chayyadim, it clearly presents that the ikur din is that the bracha is al mikyo. That's what you're going to be making b'di'evit. If it's a real bona fide suffix, you would have to possibly bench me suffix, at least in the case of kadei tzviya, which is what he's going to talk about in the next siman. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Mogen Ram, let's talk about the case of May Beitzim. He brings the Derech Chaim and the Shulchan Aruch Rav that hold that's considered pas kisnin, and that's the Mokin Giborim, that's the Minug, and that is the Gra as well. That the fact that if it was made with Beitzim, so Mikra dinner can be Mekel. He brings the Mokin Giborim, which is like the Chayyadim says, you should only eat the Teicha Suda. And he says, but if it came out and it's dry and thin, which is very common, let's say by our kichlo, that's an example which would be air kichlo, egg kichlo. So it comes like that. So it's evasion. So then even Yerushalayim does not need to be machmer, and need a teicha suda. So that's the case of May Beitzim. Now the case of. So Mishnah Berurah holds in that case, the Iker Psak is that it's Mazonis. On the other end of the spectrum, Mishnah Berurah holds in the case where it was made with just water, so the dough is really not a sweet dough or a flaky dough, but the argument that it's possible to kiss is based on the fact that it's filled, it's a filling, but the filling is not sweet, the filling is savory. There the Mishnah Berurah says that the Iker Psak is the Brachos HaMotzi. He does bring that the Taz disagrees with this, and he wants to suggest, and the Taz brings a source from one of the Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah suggests that really depends, to answer the Taz's Raya from that Rishon, it really depends on how it's made. If it's made in a way which it's obvious to us that his intent, it's made, the people's intent to eat it will be in the form of eating as a snack, so it's mazonis. If it's something which the derech is to eat it as as a meal, even if he is eating it as a snack, the bracha is hamotzi. So, for example, Franks and Blanks, if you argue that the reason why they're mezonos is because of the filling, so the filling is a meat filling, but they're made little. They're made as hors d'oeuvres. They're not made lahasbia. They're made to be more like as an appetizer or as a dessert or a snack. So then the bracha is mezonos. However, something which would be like a larger type of item, where the derech is eaten as a meal, so then the bracha is going to be hamotzi, even though it's filled, because the filling is the type of filling which would be adraba. It's sort of like, for example, a chicken pot pie, where the idea is to make that a meal. So the fact that it has a filling does not downgrade it into a mezonos. Adraba, the bracha should be hamotzi. Now, there could be other arguments why it should be mezonos, because it's a flaky dough. And that gets, but based on the argument of filling, the filling over here, the fact that it's filled, does not make it into mezonos. So that's the hakura of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk about this more about Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.